to do this interview had water in it. What did they need to do to it?
You need to drain it.
All right. What would you call the thing that you dug that to maybe drain a ditch or something like this?
Okay.
The Panama or what down here?
Canal.
All right. Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. In fact, I think I passed over 106th Street over here. Just a little thing running through that little bridge over. What is it called? A little narrow bit of water that flows in and out.
A stream.
All right. You ever heard it called a creek?
Yes.
What did I just say?
Creek.
All right. Have you ever heard people say creek for creek?
Yeah, I
was in Washington one time and I heard someone say creek and I didn't know what they were talking about. They were talking about a creek.
One of the hardest things that a family took a brilliant boy from Aliceville to educate him and let him go through college, and they had the hardest time trying to find out what he was talking about. He was talking about cheer.
Mm-hmm.
He called that, instead of chair, he would call it a cheer. And they went through, he finally would write it down for him. And he's saying chaya now.
Well, that's why.
It's not anything wrong with what he said. It's just that he couldn't find anyone to understand him. And they felt that he's now a doctor and he's just doing real well.
They tell me in Cobbett County, especially up in Leighton at the high school there, the grammar school, the children that come down off the mountains to school have a very different accent. In fact, this is the reason why this dialect thing that Dr. Foster's working in is because people, even in the same counties, will have a different dialect, especially in different educational backgrounds and things of this nature. And this reason that he's doing three categories in each county. And this girl that, whatever, I can't remember the woman's name, over the educational library we were talking with.
Mm-hmm.
She must be the one that is doing some of this work for her dissertation that he was talking about the other day, that was in Tennessee looking for some people to interview from Lawrenceburg up around there. And she had it quite mixed up because this is a federal grant from the government that Dr. working with in this thing that he's working on right now. And she was very confused on it. She must be the one that has helped him out soon. I don't know. Well, let me see where I left off. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What is that? And it's kind of deep and be called a what?
Gully.
Or you ever heard it called a ravine, too?
Uh-huh.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, and in fact it does it in my own backyard sometimes, washes from the other yard, you don't call it a what?
A ravine.
Well, you said it while ago when you said gully. What do you call a small stream of water? Is there anything smaller than that? Anything between that and a river?
Canal.
Sometimes you talk about a little running through the meadow, a little
branch,
or you know, another little, yeah, branches, all right. Do you have any streams in your neighborhood?
None whatsoever.
What sort of lake is it? What is this lake that your sister Sarah is building a house?
No, Sarah is building in High Forest. We have three lots on Northwood Lake. That's what you
got. Is that the lake that I cross over when I'm coming into Tuscaloosa?
No, I don't think so, Neil. Well, it's not too far, but I don't think you are referring to Lake Tuscaloosa. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not talking about when you turn to come downtown Tuscaloosa off the 4 lane.